Well, in China, authorities are again battling an outbreak of COVID-19 18 months after the virus first emerged in the city of Wuhan. The Delta variant is now spreading across more than a dozen provinces. Health authorities have imposed fresh travel restrictions to try and contain the outbreak. Dr. Nicholas Thomas is coordinator of One Health Research Centre at the City University in Hong Kong. Nicholas Thomas, welcome to breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
Do we have a clear picture of how widespread the Delta variant is across China now, Nicholas?
Across China, we're looking at it probably pretty much in the central and eastern provinces. It started off down in Guangdong back in May, but really this latest variant is coming out of a July outbreak that came into China through Russia in Nanjing.
Wuhan is locked down again. We all know the name Wuhan quite well, of course. It's locked down the entire city. They've started testing all 11 million residents, I understand, after only 7 new cases. So the authorities aren't mucking around. It's a quick lockdown, isn't it?
It's a very quick lockdown, and that's pretty much what we see as China's strategy going forward. It's lockdowns, it's quarantines. More recently, what they've started to do is amp up vaccinations. They've brought the vaccination age down to the age of 12, and they're now targeting high school students as an unvaccinated population in order to help stem the outbreak of Delta in the country.
Apart from the vaccine, just dealing with these lockdowns that are happening across these, I think it's 20 cities and a dozen provinces, as I said, how extreme are the lockdown? I've seen in most cases, certainly in Wuhan, I think, rail, bus and air links cut, public transport stopped. Is that correct?
That's it. Rail, bus, air links, all transportation in another city stopped. And in some cases, depending on how serious local authorities are taking it, also not being allowed to leave, I guess, what you call your residential compound within where your flat is located, your home is located.
You mentioned earlier the vaccine rollout, and here in Australia, of course, we now in lockdown in some of our major cities, and the way out, which we're being told, which is obvious, is higher vaccination rates. Beijing's National Health Commission says more than 1.65 billion vaccine doses have been administered nationwide. Do you know if that number is accurate, and do we know how many, or what proportion of the population has been vaccinated?
It's a lot of doses, but it's a big population. It's a smidge over 1.7 billion now. We don't know exactly what the proportion is, but their estimates are suggesting maybe 40% of the population is fully vaccinated to either Sinopharm or the Sinovac vaccines.
And what about the effectiveness of those vaccines? There's been some suggestion that in Indonesia, for instance, where a lot of the Chinese vaccine was used, a lot of double-dosed health workers were still getting sick. Has that been an issue? Has there been, you know, the scientists working on increasing the efficacy? Is there anything public about that?
There have been reports that the booster shot that China is talking about will be a tweaked booster shot. They're also looking at, through their collaboration with Fosun and Pfizer, getting the BioNTech shot as a booster. That's also being discussed. The trouble is we don't know how effective these vaccines are in the real world. There hasn't been a lot of good data released on that. At the same time, because of that, we don't know how effective they are going to be against the Delta variant as well. So there are a lot of unknowns, and this is the big challenge for China going forward, that as they reopen the country and as Delta starts to become the dominant strain globally, the question is how effective are these vaccines going to be? Now, undoubtedly, they do protect against severe disease and hospitalization. That's proven. But we just don't know how much they're going to stop people from getting that general sickness, if you like, the sort of enhanced cold aspect to it all.
And from where you are in Hong Kong at City University, what's your sort of view of the Chinese authorities' attitudes to this, what they see about this in terms of public health, but also political image as well?
Well, in terms of public health, this is absolutely coming at the top, although it's fast competing with economic security as well. Local officials are being held to fairly serious account if they allow the virus to get a foothold in their local populations. And this is generally the way that China has been operating with all the pandemic. Local authorities do have a high degree of authority to shut down different venues, to shut down transportation networks, as Bora talked about. But it comes at the cost of being held to quite public account by the central authorities.
Okay, Nicholas, thank you very much for joining us.
Okay, thank you very much, Fran.
Dr. Nicholas Thomas is Professor of Global Health Governance at the City University in Hong Kong, and the Delta virus is across a dozen provinces now. There's some significant lockdowns going on, including cutting rail, bus and air links in some of these cities. Beijing is closed to tourists in the busy, peak summer holiday travel season. So, big moves being taken there in China.